Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's here.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Round two of a winter storm warning.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, I wonder?
For the stars and stripes.
Okay, clue there.
And the eagle flies.
Oh, clue two there. Stars and stripes. And the eagle flies. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. America, baby. America, America, America. It is a blistery day, ladies and gentlemen, and the travel conditions are rough. We're getting first-hand reports from some Minnesota listeners. Welcome some of those from the North Dakota side as well. What did I do with my phone?
Did you see the radar on this system? I mean, look at the go on our radar app, the website. You can get the radar, too, but scroll out and look at the whole look at how big this whole system is.
Yeah.
It's running from the Atlantic coast all the way past Fargo into the Dakotas. It's huge.
It is a monster, and whatever it is doing in the way of impacting what you're doing, let us know. Would you? 855-200-1776. You can even leave a message when you call that so you don't have to wait. Or you can talk to us live on the air, which we always prefer. 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number. One more time, 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. If you're watching the stream on the show today,
there it is.
We're going to watch the show. We've got the radar up there where you can see that massive...
Look at that.
...amount of... weather, yeah. And, of course, the cold stuff is here. More blizzard-like conditions are coming because the lighter snow is going to be it's going to be transitioning to the lighter snow, which will allow it to be blown around a little bit with the winds. So that's what's happening weather-wise. And I will say this, Kev, it's kind of nice not to have this be a surprise.
Yeah, amen.
We've known for a week this was coming, or more, thanks to our great ace weather team. Two full-time meteorologists hard at it who tell us the winter storm warning goes until 9 tonight. Snow will develop today, lasting into Friday afternoon, along with stronger winds out of the north, 20 to 30 miles an hour. An additional 48 inches snow expected, with localized areas higher by Friday night. Winds will lighten up this weekend. Oh, that's nice.
And the bottom line is the part of the system, obviously the north part of the system that we're dealing with that's swirling, has nowhere to go. So it literally hit this ridge of high pressure Dean was talking about. That stalls it out, so it just sits here and
stuck.
It just spins and makes snow.
It is stuck, and it is making travel difficult, no doubt about it. Listener wants to know, how is it West Fargo and Moorhead can do remote learning day, but Fargo has to schedule a make-up snow day? After COVID, there should never be a make-up day again.
Snow day doesn't mean the same thing anymore. I mean, it's snowing. You don't have to go to the building. You have to go to the school building, but you can still get your classwork done.
But that's what they're saying. With Fargo, it does.
I know.
So Fargo is...
I totally get it. I don't know why.
Is not doing learning at home, all the other schools are. So I don't know the answer to that.
The term snow day has been replaced by the term remote learning. So there you go.
Lister says, I drive school bus. Wasted time and money. Pick up students who only live 3 blocks from school. It'd be easier to walk 3 minutes to school. No kidding.
Well, you'd think, yeah.
You kidding me?
Oh,
boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
There's the biggest sign that times are changing. When
yeah.
the school bus comes to get you and you live 3 blocks from school.
Yeah, no.
You got to be kidding me.
My mom would have made me walk on principle.
Yeah. I live 2 blocks from Ramsey Elementary School, about a block and a half, actually, to the front door. There were no school buses. It was out you go. In fact, I don't ever remember like a day where I was like, what am I doing here? Why am I having to walk? It was enjoyable. You liked it. Part of the fun. For sure. Lister says, I'm going to say it. If not making Kevin McCarthy speaker could get a Democrat elected, I'm tired of hearing it's Republicans' fault. It's McCarthy's fault. If he can't secure a win, he needs to step down. His inability to let go of power is the problem, not those who don't support him.
Well, that's a great point.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's the chicken or egg game, you know, which comes first there. You're not going to... You want to marshal the support to get across the finish line, and the other side is saying, we don't want him. We're going to ask Kelly Armstrong about that. Kelly Armstrong joining us at the bottom of the hour today on the program. A lot to cover with Kelly today. I want to talk about Fu Feng a little bit, too. What's his thoughts on this ongoing battle? City seems to be proceeding full speed ahead for the Chinese-owned corn milling plant to be located where people in the military apparatus of this country do not want it to be, too close to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. We'll ask that and also a little bit about the speaker race. Any other questions, welcome for them as well when we have Mon today on the program. How are the road conditions where you're at? Let us know at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Another listener says, this global warming is brutal. Where's Greta when you need her? Kevin.
How dare you?
Where's Greta? Your friend Greta. Wouldn't you love to have her here right now looking out the window saying, wow. Traffic has really, really, really slowed down on I-29. That's the traffic that's there. And it is, you could tell people are, they are staying home. They're heeding the warnings today for sure. All right, back to some other calls. Why is it such a black and white difference compared with Moorhead and Fargo in the city street cleanup? Once you cross over the bridge, it's completely different roads from one to the other. Moorhead, Minnesota is horrible for road cleanup when we pay such high taxes over here. I haven't noticed. I went over to Minnesota on 52nd Avenue South, whatever county road that turns into. Is it 60? I can't remember. This morning, get the dogs out to Yuppie Puppy for a little fun in the snow with their friends today. You know, get a little exercise and all the wonderful things there. I didn't notice any difference between 52nd Avenue South and that county road, but that might be Clay County rather than the city. I don't know. If this is an issue, let me know. If you agree with that caller that it's worse in Moorhead than it is in Fargo, let us know.
I found her.
How dare you?
There you go.
Greta is here, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
So, Greta, what do you make of the fact that you're concerned about global warming and we have yet another snowstorm, Greta?
Well, you're...
How dare you?
There she is, yeah. You need to look at the long term, Scott. Long term.
Oh, I see.
Save the planet, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight. And on and on.
I promised earlier I would check the airport status and where flights are at. Let me do that for you here. I see some are canceled. The United flight from Chicago, scheduled for 10:53, canceled. The Allegiant flight from Phoenix and Mesa, canceled. That's just because everybody said, I don't want to go there. Nothing to do with the weather. Let's see. Frontier from Orlando is on time. Minneapolis Delta flight this morning is on time, actually a little bit early, coming in at 9:45. Same with the Chicago flight from American on time, and then the afternoon ones look like they're on time. A couple of canceled flights on departures, United to Denver, and Allegiant back down to Phoenix Mesa canceled. Get a load of this one. Delta from Minneapolis scheduled for 6:56 this morning. It's now going to get in at 2:50 this afternoon.
Yeah, well, they're digging out down there, too, from the first wave of this.
It's a little odd. But the 11:07 a.m. flight is on time, so rest of the flights look to be on time. Incarnate Word, from our sources, is scheduled to arrive around 4:30 this afternoon. They come from Texas for the big game tomorrow. So no changes yet, according to NDSU, to that plan for Incarnate Word. If I were them, I'd say let's get on the plane a little bit earlier here. Let's get up there. We've got playoff football. We can't be missing that. That's what I'd do. That's just me. How are the road conditions where you're driving? Any tips that you have on the weather and what you're seeing? Let us know this morning on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Christmas cheer here, folks. Santa Kevin on What's on Your Mind.
Little Harry Connick.
Oh, that voice, wow.
In my eyes are Valentine's and Easter eggs.
This Christmas album is so good.
When my eyes will shine like new.
If we played Frank Sinatra, and Harry Connick side by side, I'm sure you could tell the difference.
Oh, it'd be cool to do a mashup of the two of them.
Yeah,
using
it would.
Technology now, that'd be fun.
Would it ever? And an idea will make a fortune, Kev.
Yeah.
Donate it to our favorite charity.
Good luck with that.
21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around since 1908. And their commercial services line is pretty amazing. They have the Link service that allows you to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for your buildings throughout our region. So if you're a business owner, you got building, you're just saying, oh boy, is the boiler going to go this year? Is it the furnace? Is it the HVAC? Is it the air conditioning? Is it the, take your pick of the mechanical systems you have. You lose that worry when you have the Link service contract because they repair it. They replace it when it needs replacing. They also do design, build, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel. So make them your first call, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Got a project in your future. 223-3393, 223-3393, online at hatandsons.com. More texts rolling in here at 701-237-1590. Welcome your texts as well. Welcome your calls as well, rather. Texts at 237-1590, calls at 855-217-76. Appreciate the road reports today very much. Gives people an idea of what's out there and whether to stay home or proceed with their travel plans for the day. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up in just a little bit today on the program. Big game. James McCarty is going to be here to preview the weekend semifinal for the NDSU Bison against Incarnate Word. Assuming Incarnate Word gets here right now, the plan is for them to arrive about 4:30. So that'd be good. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here, and then we're going to talk with a psychologist from Sanford Health about behavioral health, a topic you're hearing more and more and more about. I asked one time, forget where I was at, chamber event or something, but all of the police chiefs were there. And I asked them, if you had a magic wand, and that magic wand could get you anything you'd like, what would it be? What would you use your magic wand to get? Asked them separately so they didn't know what the other said. And this is probably 3 years ago. Every one of them said behavioral health officers. Like, I'm a cop. I have plenty of cops on my team. We don't have behavioral health specialists. And the vast majority of people that we interact with require some form of mental health expertise. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to talk about that today on the program. Looking forward to that. Our friends, the experts from Sanford on the program today. All right. Brian in Fargo. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Before I get to my point here, I want to say a big thank you to Dean and Justin. They make me look really smart. I don't know where my wife gets her weather information, but she'll come out with some kind of garbage. And then I say, well, I really think, honestly, I don't give them credit. I just say, I really think we might see, and then I quote whatever I heard Justin say or Dean say, and it always makes me look brilliant. She must think I'm an amateur meteorologist at this point, so thanks, guys. I did want to say I finding a rare disagreement with one of you guys. I don't think McCarthy is the right choice for Speaker of the House. I'm really tired of the lesser of two evils and that whole, Democrat. Now, I think Democrats would be a disaster, but we really need a Matt Gaetz or a Jim Jordan, type of situation, a Lauren Boebert, not this, Kevin McCarthy garbage. It's not reasonable.
Here's what I would say. I think I was talking about process. You're talking about candidates. The others that have expressed interest don't have enough votes. Couldn't be Speaker. So if the four or five are sitting there saying, I don't like him, then a Democrat has a majority. We lose the majority. So it's...
Well, we've got enough people. We should be able to figure out one person that we can all get behind. Kevin McCarthy's not the guy, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, I think that's part of the process. You say, who should it be? Who do you... I mean, Matt Gaetz. I like Matt Gaetz a lot. Hard not to, right? There's not a majority of the Republicans in the United States House of Representatives that would support him for Speaker. So what do you do? There again, the danger here is a Democrat becomes Speaker.
I like Matt Gaetz's idea, though. I like Matt Gaetz's idea of when comes in. He said he was going for Speaker of the House. That's an interesting idea to me.
We lost you. You broke up there for a second. What's the idea?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz said that when session comes in, he's going to nominate Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. I think that's a very intriguing idea.
Wouldn't that just be rich? Wouldn't that be...
Just the value of the tiers on the left would be worth it.
Exactly right. Would they ever? We'll talk to Kelly Armstrong here coming up a little bit about the process and might another speaker candidate emerge from the pack in a few minutes, Brian. Appreciate you calling. Call again.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, guys.
Glad the weather guys are helpful to you.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Keep that a good secret now from your wife. Just let her think you're the weather expert.
Will.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Love it that he loves the guys. Textures, what do we got here? It's not global warming. It's called climate change to encompass all weather. Winter is winter, summer is summer, and everything in between.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's right. They changed it from global warming to climate change so they can get by with whatever. Texter says, I like some Christmas music done by Boney M. Came out in the early 80s. Worth a listen. Ring a bell, Kev?
No, but I'll look it up.
Oh, interesting. Anything from the 80s, I'd be down with, for sure. Listener says, I don't remember, I don't know if you remember, but about 4 years ago, President Trump brought up about how TikTok was run by the Chinese and it was bad. He wanted to ban it back then.
Yes, he did.
I know my kids were hating the idea. I can't remember how the corrupt media responded. What has changed? A different administration goes to show Trump was ahead of the times. He was ahead of his time on that. You're absolutely right. And North Dakota, Minnesota has banned it from state devices. Other states are doing the same. Why? You want it on your phone? Your kids' phone? Come on.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration in their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double-stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000-a-day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
The House House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by PetroServe USA. You ready for some comfort food for this crazy weather today?
Bring it on.
Meatloaf today in Harwood. Don't get any better than that. Same with Glendon and 45th. All have meatloaf today. 45th Street in Fargo, Glendon, and Harwood. Meatloaf. Meatloaf, meatloaf, meatloaf. It's a meatloaf kind of day today, I'll tell you. Breakfast hot dish or mac and cheese. Frank's. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue. Orange Chicken or Mongolian Beef today. Your choice in Yulin. Buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents today. Great deal. Of course, the 444 special, the Inflation Buster. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of the best cookies you'll ever eat, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here with us on the program. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
Good. I hope everybody's staying safe, staying warm.
Yeah, it's been a week, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
Well, we get a lot of it, Scott, but it's happened, and we've all lived there, but when you go from Montana to Minnesota and Canada to South Dakota, even we don't get that very often anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to ask you about this battle for the speaker, and I know there's a handful of folks that would like Kevin McCarthy to step down, yet they don't have enough votes for the majority. Is that right? Just explain where the process is at.
Yeah, they don't have enough votes for the super minority of the majority. So, but the reality, it's the only position that has to get a majority of votes on the floor. So we've been involved in a lot of conversations about, and listen, a lot of their things are valid. They think this place is broken. I agree with them. They want it to function better. They want rank and file members to have more control and not everything being directed with leadership. But like I told one of my friends, I said, I'm not going to stand for a 2,400-page bill getting printed onto the speaker's office and run down to the floor and being told to vote on it on noon. I didn't do it when Speaker Pelosi was speaker, and I wouldn't do it if Speaker McCarthy's speaker. So they have some valid concerns, and but at the same time, you can't beat somebody with nobody, and there is no other candidate, and there's nobody with the infrastructure and the relationships in place to get moving.
Somebody called a little bit ago and said the right thing to do here would be for McCarthy to stand down from running for the position and allow somebody to emerge and get a majority of votes, preventing any concern over a Democrat getting the speakership. What would you say to that?
I completely disagree with that. First of all, if you do that, then, I mean, essentially any group of five members of the House right now have as much control as Joe Manchin had in the Senate last time, and that's the reality of it. But the Democrats don't – a Democrat cannot win Speaker unless a Republican votes for a Democrat, and that's just simply not going to happen.
All right, so that whole concern that has the media all tither, that is not valid, you're saying, because no Republican is going to vote for a Democrat.
No, and this isn't very valid either, but the only scenario that would be likely at some point in time if you're on ballot 50 is if moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans could potentially cobble together a deal where a more moderate Republican won. But then they wouldn't be getting what they want anyway. So that's what I don't understand. And by the way, I don't want to oversell that. That's very, very unlikely too. But a Democrat cannot become Speaker of the House unless people are gone or a Republican votes for a Democrat.
Does Kevin McCarthy deserve to be Speaker?
I think he does. He's worked as hard as anybody, navigated a tumultuous time, and raised as much money. I think he's been to every member's district, just about every member's district, and has the most relationships across the broadest sections of the conference as anybody.
What's
and relationships are going to matter with a 5-vote majority.
What's the biggest beef that you hear against McCarthy being Speaker?
Well, I think success has a lot of company, and less than success is has a lot of finger pointing, and that's the nature of these jobs. But I would I've tried to point out to everybody, we're the only Republican group in D.C. that's won election each of the last two cycles. We won 15 seats in 20. We won back the majority in 22. At the same time, we lost seats in the Senate. We lost the presidential election. We've delivered. And we didn't win as many seats as we would like, but we were also we lost a lot of really close races in D+10 districts. And maybe it's the ex-defense attorney in me, but you can go prepare. You do everything you're supposed to do, and sometimes the outcome isn't always the way you would like it to be. That doesn't mean you didn't do the job well.
Is this still an open question? Is this still a battle of counting noses? I mean, where's the quest for McCarthy as Speaker at?
Yeah, we're having meetings. We had a rules forum internally yesterday. It was really good. Various different people from all across different factions stood up and gave ideas about how this stuff has worked for it. But yeah, it'll be an open question until the 218th vote is cast on the floor. That's the way this place works.
And when's that happen again?
January 3rd, my anniversary.
Well, how about that? Yeah, you'll have to have Kirsty with you out there to celebrate.
I can think of a lot of things, like anything she'd rather do than go through a multi-vote speaker vote on the floor of the House. But we'll spend some time after Christmas together and maybe celebrate a little early.
There you go. Are you excited to be in the majority?
I am. I really am. I'm excited for American people. I'm excited for North Dakota. I mean, I'm on the Energy Subcommittee in Energy and Commerce, and I can tell you just the whole tone and tenor of what we want to do with American energy and North Dakota energy is going to change significantly. We got to get a farm bill done, and now because Republicans control the House, the farm bill will be about agriculture and not about climate. These are really important things, and they're really important not just for the shirts versus skins, Republicans versus Democrats, they're really important for North Dakota. So we have an opportunity to do something. People expect us to govern, and we better deliver.
Rank the priorities for me. I know we talked often about if you get the majority, what will you do with it? So there's a long list of to-dos, but what's 1, 2, 3, 4?
Farm bill and energy and permitting are 1 and 2 because I think we can. I think we have a shot. I think Senator Cramer and Senator Hovind will tell you there's a shot to do some real permitting reform. But also the farm bill. I mean, the farm bill is the number one priority. And then I'm looking forward to holding this administration accountable. I really am. I mean, the D.C. media will act like we're going on all these different witch hunts, and that's not the case. I mean, if anybody thinks the DOJ hasn't been weaponized against conservatives, they haven't been paying attention. They've been doing it for 4 years when I was here. They were doing it when President Trump was president. And that's the one thing the House does do better than the Senate, because as somebody who served on oversight in the minority, I can tell you the majority was never asking me my opinion. I just hope we do it smart. I mean, government accountability, waste, go after the bad conduct, find out who's, the border is a perfect example. and a really serious example. And it's a serious example if you, anybody who's had a fentanyl overdose in their community. That's a border issue. So we have the opportunities to do those things. We passed a huge bipartisan rural mental health package out of Energy and Commerce last year. It's really important. I think, unfortunately, we're going to see more of that, particularly with our younger kids after 2 years of COVID and lockdowns and all that silliness. So we've already had the ability to get that done in a bipartisan nature. So that would be a good place to start because we got to get it. We got to clear the Senate with it. So there's a lot of things we can do. And then we're still going to fight about the big ideas about what's best for this country. And we believe conservative local control is best. Far too many on the other side think large federal government, sometimes bordering on socialism, is best. And those are the fights we're going to have, and we're going to scream loudly.
So, some of
I don't
your,
scream, but we'll talk loudly.
Some of your colleagues I saw recently, I'm trying to even remember when this was, day or two after the election, as I recall, but it was pretty well done, a press conference laying out the Hunter Biden wrongdoing and specifically targeting Joe Biden. So that's on the list too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I had the privilege of serving both with Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer, and I think they're going to be really, really good at this. I think even now, understanding how tax coordinated with other people to ensure that that a story that was sourced and well written on the New York Post never really made it onto the internet. I mean, these are real. I mean, that's a conversation for that. It's also a conversation for which a lot of things that have had the light shone on them since Elon Musk bought Twitter. And so we're going to continue to do that as well, because that's probably the biggest existential real conversation we have to have moving into this 21st century is the role of tech as the gatekeepers of information.
Questions or comments, welcome for Kelly. You can text him, 701-237-1590. You can call us, 855-200-1776. Texter says, please ask Mr. Armstrong why he voted for the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. What did he approve of in that bill?
I've voted for it twice. Scott, you and I have talked about it. It doesn't change the law currently. What it really does is it allows each state to have full faith and credit. If you believe in states' rights, you believe in full faith and credit, and you have to have the ability to have a contract in one state, whether it's a marriage contract or anything else, valid in another state. If Obergefell would ever get overturned, North Dakota's ban would go back into effect. It doesn't affect any of those things. It just simply says you have to recognize a marriage license from another state.
There's a fair amount of concern recently about it, in that it will prompt a number of lawsuits and allows a lot of different, for instance, going to a particular business and saying, no, you must recognize this particular marriage. I've heard other people say, interracial marriage, we've had that for, nobody's complained about that for 50 years. It's not an issue. Same with same-sex marriage. We don't disagree. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, the same argument would have been made for Roe instead of the Democrats trying to actually codify Roe because it was a Supreme Court decision. They managed to fundraise off of it. Court-made law is not the right way to do it. Once you do those things, move forward. With regards to the lawsuits, I've read Obergefell. I've read Masterpiece. There's a case up there right now. Keep in mind, both those cases were decided in a less conservative court than this one. Not from a political standpoint or anything, but from a legal standpoint, I think those arguments are misguided. I think Supreme Court law is very clear on that.
Question about the $1.3 trillion budget. And I guess the famously named omnibus. We get to hear about these at the end of the year always. The omnibus. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I'm voting no. I think, listen, this is, first of all, a CR is just an admission that Congress is inept, lazy, and incompetent. And so we'll deal with that. But I've never voted for an omnibus. I'm not going to vote for this one. I haven't seen it yet, which is also a problem, but there are going to be all kinds of things in there that I don't like.
Short break, back with more of your questions and comments with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after a timeout. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA. SIPC, Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fire and gather round the tree. Back on What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. And just to finish on the omnibus, what do you make of the strategy of proceeding with the bill, obviously a big spending bill, rather than do the CR and then have the benefit of the Republican majority in the House to be a check on the spending? Why would we go along with that?
I like, as somebody who's going from the minority to the majority, I would much prefer the second scenario. American people have given us back the gavels in the House, and I think we should be in charge of the budget, and I wish they weren't doing it this way.
All right, let's see. A couple of questions on the Fu Fang situation. One of them asking if corn planted on the land purchased by Bill Gates will be processed by the Fu Fang processing plant. I'd like Kelly's honest opinion about that whole subject. That whole subject is obviously Chinese-owned infrastructure in Grand Forks, North Dakota. This CFIUS report comes back and is rather milquetoast, but the city's obviously using that to say, fine, we're going to proceed here. Can this be stopped?
Well, yeah, it can be stopped locally. The legislature's in session. There's a thousand different ways to do that from our end. If CFIUS doesn't have jurisdiction to review this project, then then they shouldn't exist. This is fascinating. I think they do have jurisdiction. I think it was a complete dereliction. I think it was a punt, and we are working on introducing a bill that requires them to do it, which is really dumb because I think they're already required to do it, but we're and making it retroactive for 5 years. I don't know about the land and where the corn goes from any particular acre in North Dakota. I mean, corn is just like any other commodity. Once it goes into the market, They take it to the place they get a best price, and it moves around the entire world. I just don't know on that part of it.
But are you committed to doing everything in your power to make sure this plant, Chinese-owned, doesn't operate in North Dakota?
Well, from a federal level, I mean, we have to get through this, and we got to figure out if we can get CFIUS to review this. I think without the review, yeah, I have serious concerns. I mean, we don't even have a review. I'm on a bill to ban China from purchasing farmland. We're going to stand up a China committee in the majority. These are all going to be a big part of this conversation, and they have to be.
Does it surprise you the city has dug in their heels to the degree they have?
I haven't talked to anybody lately. I mean, I got to figure this all out because I told them, from our perspective, it's the CFIUS part of it, and I wanted a CFIUS review, and now I've got an agency that's whole purpose is to review projects exactly like this, saying they don't have jurisdiction. It's called the Committee on Foreign Investments. How you don't have jurisdiction to look at this is fascinating, and if they truly don't, then they shouldn't exist. There's a way we can save some money.
Another listener on a different topic, back to something we chatted about earlier. Do you believe Kevin McCarthy is a rhino?
No.
All right.
Although that definition is very fluid depending on who you're talking to on the other side.
Yeah, you almost need to break down issue by issue, don't you? Yeah.
Or person by person. I always used to say, when I was a state party chairman, I'd give this analogy. It's like driving, and today's a perfect example, right? When the roads are bad and whatever, everybody thinks whatever speed they are driving on a road is the optimal speed. Everybody going faster than them is crazy. Everybody going slower than them shouldn't be driving. That's a lot like conservatism in the Republican Party. And this is a do. I mean, we try and work with, we're a big tent. We need to be a big tent. We need to move all the way across. But that's kind of how that definition moves.
It's a good analogy. Well done. Another listener, what Kelly should understand is we the people want to see people put behind bars. Exposing people does nothing. Scott can do that every day on the radio.
Yeah, but Congress can't put anybody behind bars. I mean, all we can do is oversight and investigation. DOJ is the only one who can prosecute people. That's my whole problem with the January 6th committee. They're trying to act like a criminal committee. They're trying to act like there's some impartial jury. Congress doesn't have the ability to arrest or prosecute people. We just don't. We never have, nor should we. Our role in that is exposing it. And then if it goes to a prosecution, a prosecutor has to do it, a jury has to convict, and they have to go to jail. I understand people's frustration, but the last people in the world you want being able to determine prison sentences is the most partisan political body in the United States.
Only about a minute left, but I'm curious what you see as sort of the most exciting about being in the majority, the thing you're really waiting to sink your teeth into and accomplish that you just no way could you possibly do it in the minority. What's that one thing?
For me, it's energy and ag policy and why places like North Dakota are part of this. Whatever you think the problems are, North Dakota's the solution. And we've been demonized for my entire 4 years
D.C., whether it's oil production, whether it's production agriculture, whether it's Midwest values, Midwest ways of life, my biggest thing is to change this conversation about why the United States is the only country in the world that's both food and energy secure, and only in Washington, D.C. would we try and make that a negative instead of a positive. And we're going to take that fight everywhere we can take it every day. And we're going to have lots of opportunities to do it.
Squeeze in another quick question. Ask Kelly what he thinks of Biden sending $8 billion to Africa to shut down coal plants.
Yeah, that's first of all, I just saw the announcement yesterday. I don't know how he's planning on doing that. But cheap, reliable energy is second only to democracy and lifting more people off of poverty. And this climate ideology is not going to work. And people in developing countries in Africa need energy. I would prefer we did it because we do it cleaner and better than anywhere else, as opposed to living in this Neverland fairy tale world where you can power the whole world by wind and solar. You can't do it.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.